since the economic crash, we've developed a new ritual in this country. I don't know if you've noticed, John. We wait for the unemployment numbers, not just economists either. And then we sit there poring over all these supposed economic indicators like they were tarot cards. We were trying to divine the future by shifting these numbers around. The
future's been pretty consistent, though, over the past year and a half, that's for sure.
Well, there's been glimmers, there's been sparks. But July's report, you may know, just came out on Friday. The numbers weren't terribly encouraging. Overall unemployment stayed at about 9.5%, and the economy lost another 131,000 jobs. We had Lakshman Achutan, the managing director of the Economy Cycle Research Institute, on Friday, and he said that since last September, the temporary help services sector also lost jobs.
That's a new thing, because for many months now, we've been seeing constant increases in temporary workers. So if that turns into a trend where next month and the month after we see job losses on the temp worker side, that is a negative kind of a view.
So he's looking at it from temporary help as an economic indicator.
Leading indicator of what the future is.
Exactly. And we're going to pick that apart and see exactly what kind of indicator it is and what it's indicating. We're joined now by Peter Morici, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland. And also welcome back to Mark Dixon, who's a placement coordinator for Good Temps in New York, a division of Goodwill Industries. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, let me start with you. In June, the temp help services sector added 11,000 jobs. So obviously a good month for the people who come to you to find work. But in July, there was a huge hit. Is that normal?
Well, last year, actually, in July, things did kind of go down a little bit. I think traditionally during the summer, there's a little bit of a dip in the middle of the summer around July, but is it normal? I would say probably, yeah. I mean, it's usually in the summer a little bit lower.
July is a bad month for temp workers.
Yeah.
So are you worried? Do you see this hit to temp jobs as something which is a leading economic indicator, or do you see it as a summer phenomenon?
Well, I see it as a summer phenomenon, but also if you take into consideration the recession that we've been experiencing, I am a little concerned. A lot of people that do register with our agency, they say they're registered with a lot of other temp agencies, and they just aren't getting calls.
Well, we actually spoke with somebody named Joyce Miser. She's had her temporary job for a while, and she's kind of hoping that it turns into a permanent one.
My name is Joyce Miser. I am currently working now for a consulting company in Oklahoma City. I have actually been in this exact same temporary position for a year and a week, and the temporary position began as a six-week project, and then they extended me for 30 days. You know, it's pretty apparent now that they're planning on keeping me for a while.
That could either be because of a trend or because Joyce is pretty terrific.
It could be, but Mark, you know, there are a few economists who say the temporary jobs have to go down in order to make permanent jobs go up. Is that necessary for temp jobs to decline?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there are certain jobs that are traditionally temp jobs, and, you know, there are, of course, there is room in there to bring in permanent workers. But I think it's a testament to Joyce that she's held on to her temp job, especially after the original end date had passed. So I think that she's probably a great worker, and I definitely would take my hat off to her.
Well, let me put out a call now to other temporary workers, and we're wondering how easy it has been for you to find temporary jobs, and we want to hear your stories of temporary work at 8778-MY-TAKE. Let's move from Mark Dixon at Goodwill Industries on to Peter Morici at the University of Maryland. Peter, let me ask you the same question. What kind of indicator is this temporary jobs marker?
Well, in the business service sector, it's bad news. Although August is a slow month, these data are seasonally adjusted, so they factor that in. So they're saying after adjusting for the August slowness, you know, we have lost quite a few business service jobs, nearly, you know, maybe 6,000. Now, 6,000 isn't a huge number, but it piles up month after month. What is encouraging is you mentioned early in the piece, in the setup, manufacturing.
Right.
Now, manufacturing did add 36,000 workers. How much of that was just what's going on at Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler is difficult to discern. They are gearing up next year because a lot of trucks are wearing out. And as a consequence, these trucks and taxis and things like that must be replaced. So, you know, that can be a very temporary bump there.
So that's an inventory issue. So how do temporary workers mean a leading indicator for the economy in the service sector versus the manufacturing sector? Are they apples and oranges?
No, I don't think so. I think you can use temporary workers in both places because manufacturers have business services workers, so to speak. You get counted on the basis of the predominant product your industry produces. So an accountant in a manufacturing enterprise is accounted as a manufacturing worker. So, you know, not to get too much into the weeds, but my feeling is that useful people in both places, but this has to be put in the context of the broader number. After we pull out the census workers, which wholly distorted data for the last 3 months and will distort data next month again, only 12,000 jobs were created in the economy at the point of peak stimulus spending. Less than 100,000 private sector jobs were created, and we need to create over 300,000 jobs a month to get unemployment down to, say, 6% by the end of 2013. The president can say what he wants. The program's not working.
Well, wow. We did see jobs added in places that economists are saying they haven't seen before. Retailers added jobs. No surprise that leisure and hospitality did, but we haven't seen retailers hiring for a while. Is that also a summer phenomenon?
No. Again, the data are seasonally adjusted, so they compensate for that. That is good news. But what we see is that, you know, retailing has had bad news for several months in a row. At this industry level, breaking it down to the month, you get ups and downs. The only real clear trend we have is that manufacturing is showing a modest, slow recovery, but it's not enough to pull the economy as it did, say, in the 80s and 90s. It's just not there. Things are not going well.
Okay, Peter Morici, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland. We also spoke with Mark Dixon. He's a placement coordinator for Good Temps. It's a division of Goodwill Industries. And again, we're looking for your stories of temporary work. Are you a temporary worker? And how easy it has been for you to find temporary positions? Give us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.